From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Barack Obama took several steps today aimed at boosting auto fuel efficiency and curbing greenhouse gases. Environmentalists say the moves represent a clean break with the Bush administration. NPR's Scott Horsley has more.
President Obama opened the door for California and other states to adopt stricter standards on tailpipe emissions, a move the Bush administration had blocked in 2007. He also called for quick implementation of higher fuel economy standards set by Congress that year. Mr. Obama called the moves the first steps towards a cleaner planet and increased energy independence.
Increasing fuel efficiency in our cars and trucks is one of the most important steps that we can take to break our cycle of dependence on foreign oil. It will also help spark the innovation needed to ensure that our auto industry keeps pace with competitors around the world.
Domestic automakers have resisted California's push for tougher tailpipe emissions, but Mr. Obama argues making more fuel-efficient cars is in the company's long-term economic interest. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Big U.S. companies announced another 40,000 layoffs today, everything from 20,000 jobs being eliminated by giant heavy equipment maker Caterpillar to 8,000 job cuts at Sprint Nextel to another 7,000 job cuts at Home Depot. And the analysts say the jobs cutting may not be over. President Barack Obama mentioned the layoffs today in remarks as he called on Congress to move to approve his $825 billion economic stimulus package. The president said they are, quote, not just numbers on a page, but men and women whose families have been disrupted and whose dreams have been put on hold. General Motors announced today it will eliminate 2,000 jobs at plants in Michigan and Ohio. Detroit Public Radio's Jerome Vaughn reports.
GM says it will cut production down to a single shift at its plants in Delta Township, Michigan, and Lordstown, Ohio. The Delta Township plant produces the Buick Enclave, GMC Acadia, and Saturn Outlook crossover vehicles. About 1,200 jobs will be lost there. 800 jobs will be eliminated at the Lordstown plant, where GM builds the Chevy Cobalt and Pontiac G5. The company says the actions are part of ongoing efforts to keep vehicle production in line with shrinking consumer demand. GM sales fell 31% last month compared with December 2007. The job cuts are scheduled to take effect in late March or early April. GM says several other assembly plants will also be idle for short periods of time as part of production cutbacks. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Vaughn in Detroit.
The Senate has begun debate on the nomination of Timothy Geithner to be the nation's next Treasury Secretary, with a vote expected this evening. Geithner is expected to win confirmation handily, notwithstanding some lawmakers' misgivings over his failure to pay taxes he owed earlier in the decade. Senate aides said today it's expected Geithner has as many as 65 votes in support of his nomination. A simple majority of 51 Senate votes is needed. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 38 points. The NASDAQ was up 12 points. This is NPR. Pharmaceutical giant Pfizer announced today it is buying rival Wyeth Pharmaceuticals in a deal valued at $68 billion. The merger combines Pfizer, the maker of such blockbuster drugs as Lipitor and Viagra, with Madison, New Jersey-based Wyeth, the maker of the world's top-selling vaccines. The move by Pfizer is part of an effort to diversify ahead of the expiration of patent rights for its cholesterol-lowering drug Lipitor, which currently accounts for about a quarter of the company's revenues. With the move to acquire Wyeth, Pfizer says it will cut 8,000 jobs. European Union foreign ministers have pushed off a decision on whether EU states will take in Guantanamo detainees. As Terry Schultz reports, they say there are many legal issues to be sorted out before they can even determine whether a joint response to the Obama initiative is possible.
The 27 foreign ministers are unanimously pleased with the early Obama administration decision to close down Guantanamo within a year, but unity stops there, as many countries don't want to take in former detainees have asked, some can't because of legal barriers, and others think the EU should leave it to states themselves to decide. External Affairs Commissioner Benita Ferrero-Waldner says while individual states have the right to decide,
we would like to see some sort of EU platform for a common response. This was a first discussion. This is a very sensitive and delicate measure, and we will have to come back to this question.
Justice ministers must also be consulted, says current EU President and Czech Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg, who discourages anyone from expecting a quick answer. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz.
Crude oil futures prices fell today. Light sweet crude for March delivery was down 74 cents a barrel, ending the session at $45.73 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.